This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. The president addressed the large crowd even as the White House refused to declare that he is no longer contagious and against the guidance of public health officials. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on Saturday slammed President Donald Trump's pandemic response and promised more jobs funded by higher taxes on the wealthy. Addressing a plumbers union in his native Pennsylvania, Biden said President Trump is only pretending to care about working class voters who helped flip the Rust Belt to the Republican column 4 years ago.
More than 7.5 million Americans have been infected and counting. 75,000 cases right here in Pennsylvania.
Erie, where Biden was speaking, is in one of the most populous counties nationally that voted for Trump in 2016. The county will be especially critical for Biden as he focuses on winning more white voters beyond the state's Democratic core in Philadelphia and its suburbs. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has showcased previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at an unprecedented pre-dawn military parade Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest road mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior U.S. administration official on Saturday called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Tens of thousands of Israelis calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign demonstrated across the country Saturday evening, saying he is not fit to rule while on trial for corruption charges, and accusing him of mismanaging the nation's coronavirus crisis. Protesters gathered at hundreds of locations across the country due to a nationwide lockdown that has barred them from protesting at the usual site outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. Netanyahu is on trial for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes for his role in a series of scandals, and the demonstrators have staged weekly gatherings for the past 4 months demanding that he step down. Netanyahu denies the charges and accuses the protesters of being leftists and anarchists. With infections at record levels, Israel imposed another lockdown last month, further hurting business owners and entrepreneurs who have been a key component of the protests. Mayors from the big towns in northern England have denounced the British government's latest wage support package aimed at employees and businesses that could close due to further coronavirus restrictions. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The leaders of metropolitan areas around cities such as Liverpool, Manchester and Newcastle warned that their regions would face extreme economic hardships if more restrictions are put in place. In a virtual press briefing, the mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, said that Northern England is facing what he described as the most dangerous winter for years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to back a new three-tier local lockdown system. Karen Chamas, London.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.